James Chwoljek, the Ayutthaya County Commissioner, confirms that at least 3 children were killed, while 7 people, including a police officer, were injured in the blast in Wau Payam of Ayutthaya County yesterday.
The grenade belonged to the police officer who was sitting with the children. The grenade exploded in his pocket, killing children and injuring others.
Jake says the police officer's leg was wounded in the explosion. Jake says security agents in the area are investigating why the grenade exploded. Jake says he is coordinating with the people in the area to ensure the wounded are evacuated either to Bor or Juba for better medical care. He urges parents to always remain vigilant and caution their children against playing with unknown objects that could be explosive.
Grenade are banned in South Sudan, and why this officer was carrying it in his pocket is what we need to find out. The parent should be careful with any object that can explode. That is my advice.
Major General Joseph Mayanakon, the Jonglei State Police Commissioner, says police have not arrested anyone in the case so far. Akon says investigations are trying to determine who owned the grenade.
I was just informed that three people were killed because of explosion of the grenade, hand grenade. And then also there were some injured. Oh, so I will still call them.
Okay.
I will still call them to know exactly the reason why the hand grenade exploded.
There have been other grenade explosions across South Sudan in recent months. A 13-year-old boy was killed and his two sisters injured after a grenade explosion in northern Bahr el-Ghazal state in February. In March, two people died after a man threw a grenade into a bust parking area in Rumbek town of Lagos State. According to the United Nations Mine Action Service, more than 5,000 South Sudanese, including 249 children, have been killed or injured by landmines and exploded ordnance since 2004. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.